My father believed that if the world found out who I really was, they'd reject me. He was convinced that the world wasn't ready. What do you think?
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S. How about...
Excuse me.
Okay, here's the deal. It has taken less time for Superman to return to the big screen than it did last time, but the appearance is much more triumphant than Superman Returns in 2006. In Man of Steel, director Zack Snyder takes us back to Soup's origins, from the destruction of the planet Krypton to Kal-El becoming a hero on Earth. As he reveals himself to the world, he faces the threat of General Zod planning to invade the planet. Certain elements of the film are great, including some high-powered action sequences and a strong revelation of what a real super battle would look like. Unfortunately, the film is not without its problems, including a bit of dragging in the middle and an ending that just gets too big and overlong. This ends up making Man of Steel the Batman Begins of Superman movies, with all the positive and negative connotations that come along with it. Man of Steel gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.